Hello and welcome home. You're listening to the Tribe Abuja podcast. We hope this message inspires and encourages you to know and make known the truth and love of God the Father as expressed through his son, Jesus. Let's listen to the message.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you just welcome five people and tell them they look amazing? Compliment something on their body, something they are wearing. Tell them how much they look nice. Amen. So, in case you are not aware, today is something called Vision Sunday. Vision Sunday. Sorry, I am communicating with Tribe Lagos at the same time. So, in Tribe Lagos, Tribe is five, basically. This is the tribe's birth month, but the Tribe Abuja is 3.5. But basically, we are 5 years old. Towards the end of the service, we're just going to do a video saying happy birthday to our mother church. Amen. The story of Tribe is is interesting. God has been faithful. That's what I'll say. God has really been faithful that you guys are even here. For many of you, you know, I just saw one of our very first members. Very, very, very first members. I don't know where she appeared from. Just like 3 years ago. Last time I saw her was 3 years ago. When we were 12, she used to come. How are you? All right. What was I saying? New members. Vision Sunday, happy birthday. So by the grace of God, Pastor Freddy has a message for us. And just, you know, an anniversary message that he would like to share. But in case you are not aware, one of the reasons we are doing Vision Sunday, we usually do Vision Sundays after our corporate fast. And it's because we want the Lord to speak to us. We believe that the Lord has spoken to us, you know, in the past fast, and we've documented that, and we want to tell you how God has been, what God has said, how that will flesh out in our activities. Amen. And what that will look like. What just happened? Is that the Holy Ghost? Okay. So that's what Vision Sunday is about, right? And for many of you that do not know, the Tribe is a gospel movement that seeks to know and make known the truth and love of God the Father as expressed through his Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So in a few minutes, we are going to stream from the Tribe Lagos. But before then, Pastor Freddy, is the video ready, sir? Sound good? Okay, so Pastor Freddy has a message for us, and we will just listen, then we will move on from there. Amen.
Hello, Tribers. My name is Pastor Freddy Adimefe.
And my name is Lily Adimefe.
And together, we're wishing you guys a happy 50th anniversary. Now, I remember 5 years ago when we started the journey of the Tribe. It was quite an exciting time. Yeah. I remember gathering with a few friends to pray at Mint and have coffee and conversations. We would worship, we would study together, we would pray, and it was really, really an exciting time. 5 years in, we can only thank God for the journey so far. We've celebrated births of children, marriages, we've celebrated many people relocating abroad, we've celebrated many people moving into other ministries, and the Tribe has evolved over the years from a place that was so strong and healing and wholeness to a place where we're now raising people to become sons. But the vision of the Tribe has always remained the same. The vision of the Tribe is to know and to make known the love, the grace, the truth, and the union life of the Father as lived out in the Son. The Son is our reflection. The Son is our prototype. And we look at the Son, embrace all that the Son is, and also come into sonship. Now, this vision we express in three ways: personal transformation, cultural renewal, and societal reformation.
Yeah, so powerful. It stayed the same over the years, but then the expression vehicle, we found over time that, you know, we cannot exhaust all the ways we have to unpack it and find expression or find meaning in them. And most important is at the very beginning, we have personal transformation. And so the journey of personal transformation is key, because how can you impact the world or change the world
if you haven't experienced
that transformation and change? And so for us at the Tribe, the journey of personal transformation is very central at what we do and how we do it at the Tribe. So, being a space where people can come and experience authentically the presence of God and oneness with God that impresses enough to change them from within is what empowers people to be able to do the other two, cultural renewal and societal transformation at the Tribe.
Right, for cultural renewal, I think that for us, we understand that once you've experienced that life, it's living out that life in how you raise your kids, how you steward your marriage, how you do your business, how you live out in the neighborhood, even though your ideas of recreation, everything is embodied in the way the gospel is expressed, right? And so culture is a beautiful space. As we do life, we are shaping each other, and the gospel is the tool through which we redeem and restore culture. The third is societal reformation. The gospel is about justice, justice in every form. How do we bring those at the fringes or at the margins of society into the gospel? How do we use the gospel as the tool to transform society, right? From politics to governance, to finance the economy, to even understanding the socioeconomic realities, and from climate change to all of these things, the gospel is really what it is. It's really about pushing the frontiers and helping to expand our understanding that God, even the kingdoms of this world, will become the kingdom of our Lord. Yeah.
And so if the last 5 years, you know, are anything to go by, the next 5 years and beyond are even more exciting. It's a thing of joy to imagine what partnering with God would be like here at the Tribe, and for everybody at the Tribe as well. That is why we are overjoyed that at this season, you know, we believe that we've come into the time and place for transition. Now, the Tribe, we've always known, is a different kind of church. It's a different kind of house. Mm-hmm. And for the longest time, we always knew that this transition would come. And towards the end of last year, it became more and more apparent that it was it was time. And so we're excited at the transition that is here and now. We believe that this is also a God move.
Well, and speaking of the transition, we're very excited and happy to announce that Pastor Jesse and Pastor Eva will be the presiding pastors of the Tribe Lagos and Abuja. And Pastor John and Pastor Maureen will be the resident pastor of Lagos. And we're looking at the next season of a flourishing Tribe.
Yeah.
The exciting part of this is that Lily and I will be transitioning away, but we'll be here to support in more teaching role, to also support in terms of bringing advice, re-strategy, and letting our graces serve the community while they build the structure for the next phase of the Tribe.
So this will always be home for us. Tribe is always home and we're always here. But then like Freddie has said, you know, we're here to support the new leadership. We believe they're anointed for this time and that God is about to do mighty things in the city through them and everybody else who's transitioned to a new position in leadership. So we are here to fully support and give all the encouragement that they will need. And we ask you as well to join us in supporting and cheering them on as they take on this new positions.
And in this 2022, we're running with the word movement and also harvest. The interesting part of the idea of movement and harvest is we see expansion in any and every way possible. The gospel is about movement into spaces, movement into places, and expanding the kingdom of God and ensuring that many souls who are yet to taste and experience the Father's love will return home and know that they belong, and the Father is always out to bring us home. That's the good news of the gospel. Once again, guys, happy anniversary and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Okay, so we're going to join in Tribe Lagos in about 10 minutes. What shall we say to these things? Amen. So for those of you who, we had a meeting in our house, we had a breakfast meeting with the seven leaders yesterday, and we shared the news with them. We are as stunned as you guys are, but for those of you who may be questioning, what does that mean? We are not leaving the Tribe Abuja. We are, thank God for the beauty of technology, right? We are pastoring the Tribe Abuja, but that means that we are also pastoring Lagos as well. But just as our founding pastor, that's a weird sentence. Just as Pastor Freddie and Pastor Lily mentioned, We have Tribe Lagos has a resident pastor. He will help shepherd there. But basically, Eva and I will be steering the vision going forward. So we do not take this lightly. We do not take it for granted. I did not bargain for this. Eva did not bargain for this. You know, when I asked her to marry me, I'm very sorry. You didn't know what you were saying yes to. But you are saying yes to the move of God. Come on. Woo! 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 Okay. But honestly, our journey, both of us, has been a step of faith. We've constantly asked God, what should we do next? That's all we've been doing. All of our faith journey, what should we do next? So this is not a promotion. This is work. So we ask that you pray for us. Trust me, pastoring Tribe Abuja already, you guys are a handful. But I'm sorry. But Lagos people, traffic, and all its other things, please just pray for us, right? There's a bit of excitement and there's a bit of, what's the word I use? Thrill, excitement, but a little bit of terror. Just we know God is with us, you know, but okay, God, what's next, you know? We never saw this happening, but we're here. So please, the Tribe Abuja, stand with us in prayer. Are we together? Amen. And just like Pastor Fedi said, this is the year of movements. This is the year of the move of God. I will be fleshing out many other things as time goes forward. But okay, let's see if we can do that. Let's see if we can do that very quickly. So this is the year of movement. And for us, we said that we are not waiting for the move of God. We are the move of God. Say it with me. I am not waiting for the move of God. I am the move of God. One more time. I am not waiting for the move of God. I am the move of God. What does that mean? It means that we are not just standing saying that we're waiting for God to move. God has moved. Hallelujah. 2,000 years ago, he sent his Holy Spirit. There's not going to be another day of Pentecost. God has sent his Spirit. His Spirit is here. For every new so-called baptism we have, it's just kind of like a revival that we are getting. Are you with me? The Holy Spirit is here. He's here to stay. So we are not starting a movement. We are joining a movement that is 2,000 years old. But if we are being more accurate, it is eternity old. Because God was the one that initiated this move. Hallelujah. He initiated this move of reconciling lost sons back to the Father. Please just tell me, once it's 11:05, tell me. He initiated this move of reconciling lost sons back to the Father. Hallelujah. And last year, when we were doing our September fast forward, the Lord gave us this word. We kept on just praying that we are not waiting for the move of God. We are the move of God. And towards the end of the year, the Lord just told us that this is the year of the move of God. This is the year of movement. Basically, what does that mean? It means that we are submitting ourselves to God's will. Hallelujah. We are saying, not my way, Lord, but your way. Hallelujah. We are saying that, Lord, I'm going to be your answered prayer here on earth. Tribe, I want you to ask yourself, if God were to answer your prayers right now, how will your life change? How will this city change? How will Nigeria change? Like, what is going to change? Are you only going to get rent money? Are you only just going to increase another zero to your net worth? Are you the center of your prayers? Are your prayers going to change the lives of our generation or generations to come? That's why I've been encouraging for the past month. Your prayers are too small if all you're asking the Lord for is rent, who to marry, what to marry. Wow. Is that it? You know, some of you are following some things you don't, but the Lord will deliver you. Amen. So you will not marry a what in Jesus' name. Our prayers have to be bigger. The Lord said in Psalm 2, verse 8, that what? Ask for me and I'll give you the nations as your heritage. I'll give you the earth as your inheritance, as your possessions. Pray big prayers. Let your prayers be as big as God. Hallelujah. Often we think that when we don't ask, you're being humble. No, you're being stupid. Because he's saying, ask. He's saying, ask, I will give you. So we think that in our timidity, you're mistaking your timidity for humility. I'm sorry if if that word stupid annoyed you. But I just want to provoke you into seeing that our God is a big God. Amen. The Lord wants his glory to fill the earth. So we must partner with him on that level. Amen. So God has not just given us one word, I believe, in this season. There are a couple of things that will be fleshed out. So one of the things Pastor Freddie mentioned is, well, this is also the year of harvest. Hallelujah. Matthew 9, verse 36 to 38. He says, pray to the Lord of the harvest. Pray to the Lord of the harvest. He said what? The harvest is plentiful. The problem is not the harvest. The problem is the laborers. He says, pray to the Lord of the harvest so that he will send out laborers. So there are many people that are not in the field. There are many of us that are standing and being spectators. The Lord is saying, oh, I want you to be a participant in my move here on earth. He said, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers. What we are saying here at the tribe is, we are saying, Lord, send us. So God is also praying, because God is looking and saying, who will I send? Who will go to these people? Who will go to this generation? And like Prophet Isaiah, our response should be, Lord, here I am, send me. So you should be God's answered prayer. You know how you meet people, what we call, many of us call destiny helpers, right? And you meet people in your lives and you're like, you are my answered prayer. God is praying over the nations and he's saying, who will go for us? Who will go for us? The tribe, are you going to respond to that call? Are you with me? The problem is not the harvest. The harvest is plentiful. The laborers are what are few. Can you help me with my tab very quickly? I want to, because my phone is about to die. Yes. So, this is the year of harvest, amen? And we read from Matthew 9, 37 to 38. Glory to God. But it's also the year of light and glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Tribe, are you with me? So, Isaiah 60 verse 1 says, arise, shine, for the light, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. That's Isaiah 60 verse 1. Then Proverbs 4 verse 18 says, the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. So as we say yes to the move of God, God has said, my light is upon you. Amen. He said, my glory is upon you. It is your response to it that matters. And if you continue reading further in Isaiah 60, he says that nations will come to the brightness of your rising. Kings will come to your light. But you must respond to what he has given you. Glory to God. Amen. Then Proverbs tells us that the path of the righteous shines brighter and brighter and brighter to God. Then we said also that this is the year of yes and amen. It's the year of yes and amen. So Mary has an encounter, and basically our response will be like that of Mary's, where we say to the calling of God that says Mary responds to Angel Gabriel announcing the arrival of our Messiah, her response was, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Hallelujah. I said, and the Bible tells us, and the angel departed from her. So what we're saying, essentially, when we say yes to the move of God, we are saying this. We are saying yes to God. Hallelujah. She says, "Be it unto me according to your word." So this year is also the year of yes and amen. How many of you, the Lord has been calling you to start something, to go into the world, to respond to his calling, but you're saying tomorrow. You keep saying tomorrow. You keep saying, I have time. So today, this 2022 is the year of movement, is the year of light and glory, is the year of yes and amen. It is also the year of nations. Everyone say it with me, nations. Bible tells us that Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Hallelujah. The call is to disciple nations. We must not be content with having light just within us. We must take this light to where it's needed the most. And where is it needed the most? Tribe, I need your response. In the dark. Amen. It's needed in the dark. So God wants us to go into spaces. And I defined nations for us. I said nations is not just the geopolitical region that we now define as nation states. I said nations are groups of people. Amen. They are groups of what? People. So God is sending you to nations. They've texted me that they are not ready yet. So, God wants us to go into spaces, is people groups. Amen. So in Revelation 5, John sees people from every tribe, every tongue, every race, every nation gathered. So in some way, you're being Igbo or Yoruba or Hausa, God honors that because he created you. And he's honoring and he's saying he's not changing that per se. Do you understand? Because when we gather, how is it that he was able to recognize that they are from different tribes? It's because God created us this way. So I've mentioned that God wants us to take this gospel into people groups as well. So I said we are extending the definition to, for those of you who are in the creative space, God is sending you to the creative space. Hallelujah. Those of you who are lawyers, God is sending you to the judiciary to uphold righteousness and justice. Hallelujah. Those of you who are entrepreneurs, God is not sending you to start businesses just so you can have your name up in lights or on some Forbes list. But he wants to empower you with wealth so that you can be a channel of blessing to nations. Amen. Are you with me, tribe? So I want you to think on that level that the Lord is interested in nations and you as well must be interested in nations. Our ambitions must be his ambitions. Glory to God. So light and glory, year of yes and amen. And what? Nations. Harvest the nations. Then it is the year of the gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. What we teach here is that the church is an extension. It is an outpost of the kingdom of God. The Bible calls us ambassadors of reconciliation. Amen. So the church is not the kingdom of God. It is part of the kingdom of God. So we get into this mindset of saying, my church, my church, my tribe, my denomination, my this. We must think broader than that. Are you with me? Even though the Lord has called Eve, there's a way Eva constantly describes it. She says God has sent his sons into different parts of the harvest. So in the harvest, there is wheat, there is okra, there is yam. Why did I use okra? I don't know. But there are different plants, right? And God is sending us into these places to what? Harvest. So your job is not to look and say, this is better than this. Amen. As far as every church, every local assembly, every ecclesia is preaching the gospel of Christ, we are doing kingdom work. So I want the tribe to have that mindset, that as much as God has called us to plant this, to grow this, we must reach beyond our borders. Are you with me? Amen. We don't have the monopoly of Christ. So we must have that kingdom mindset. then this is the year of enlarged territories. Hallelujah. Everyone say it with me, enlarged territories. First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. The Bible tells us that he was the one who prayed to the God of Israel, oh, that you will bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain. And God granted him his request. This is basically talking about a man called Jabez. Jabez is who his mother had delivered him in pain. Childbearing and delivery is painful enough, but it seems she had a different painful experience, and she named him. His name means pain, or to cause pain in Hebrew. So we have about 2 minutes, guys. It means pain, or to cause pain in Hebrew. But he said, I serve a God who literally took the people from Egypt through the Red Sea into the Promised Land. He said, Lord, change my story. So we are saying that Lord can expand our territories. Hallelujah. Tribe, you have not come this far to just come this far. Are you with me? You have not come this far to just come this far. God wants you to do more. He wants his truth to permeate, not just, as Pastor Fedi and Lily said, not just personal renewal, but societal transformation. Glory to God. So how then do we expand territories? I believe that our dreams must be as big as God. So we must think like him. We must dream like him. We must enter into expanded territory. And I'm defining it that territories is not just a geographical region. It is areas of authority. Are you with me? So that's why sometimes we tell people that guy is a boss in his territory. Do you understand? We use that kind of language, right? So I want us to think in that direction as well, that it is not just a geographical region, but also areas of authority. We have about one more minute. All right. Then lastly, let me share this. Let us connect. Then I'll share the last one, which is actually very interesting. So we're going to be joining Pastor Fedi in Tribe Lagos. And let's hear what other shocking news he has to say.
Okay. Guys, thank you very much. It was getting things in order. I really want to recognize our guys from Tribe Abuja. They are plugged in and they are streaming with us. Please, one more mic for Lily, just in case she has said something. So it's been 5 years we started. I remember our very first meeting. It was a cafe around the corner when we started Coffee and Conversation. Quite frankly, it was just a group of friends who wanted to just know the heart of God, live in his love. And those 5 years, I actually thought this transition was going to happen the first year. We weren't ready. The idea and the understanding of Tribe has always evolved. The first year, I actually thought we were more like a campus, just train people and release them. After the first year, people didn't move very quickly. And so we had a problem because it was supposed to be 1 year, right? And the second, that was about the time I met Jesse. So Pastor Jesse saw the Tribe at Lagos and he said, he just spoke to him and connected. So he came all the way. I think he came for either social media week and came over to see me. And he was like, what's this about? We spent an entire day just talking about it. And, you know, he was like, I think this is what I see. I really want to be part of this move. A few months after, Tribe Abuja just started, right? And it's been 4 years of working with him and Eva. In a lot of ways, they came in with a lot of experience because Jesse has been involved in a movement, YWAP. So in a sense, I felt God sent him because he started to bring ideas around the structures. At the end of the, at that point in time, he would ask, do we have doctrine of belief? What's that? Do we have anything like constitution? What's that? You know, we're just community, right? And that structure started to help us because the truth is that without structure, you can't scale, right? And we've learned and expanded over the years. But I think that one thing that was really key, we didn't wake up and said we wanted to be about love. We want to be about grace. That's what God made us. Right? It was just what it is. There was no intention to say this must be grace. No, grace just, God gave it. God instituted it, right? And we started to see.
Now, I know that it's not very typical to see churches do what we're doing, but quite frankly, this is healthy and normal. It's just not normal in Nigeria. Because you know, someone will feel like, okay, if you're a resident pastor, you should be a resident pastor for life. And the truth is that you lock your grace and somehow people are not able to manifest. I don't think that's the way Tribe is built. Tribe is a constellation of stars. It's not a situation where you have a pastor and everybody else now aspiring to be the pastor. We all live from sonship. So there are fivefold ministries. There is prophet, there is an evangelist, there is apostle, there is a teacher, there are pastors. We all have it. Sometimes you will use your defense and be playing attack because you're not quick to recognize all of those things. So in this next season, we're making that transition. Pastor Toby and Pastor John are here. Pastor Jesse and Eva are also in Abuja and supervising. And we are more here on the teaching role. So I don't want to do some things. Right? So the point is that it's exciting because at the end of the day, you are freed up to do what. Now, let me tell you what we want to do in the next season. The mission of the tribe is bigger than to gather people for church. Right? Don't buy that one. If you buy it and think the church is a platform, is a base. But to engage society is the movement. So once we started, the first thing that we want to focus on this year, we're taking tribe music very seriously. No, we're taking it very seriously. So clap to that. Now, we actually registered tribe music second year of the tribe as a company. We just didn't move. But think of what Hillsong has done. Think of what Bethel they've done. We want to do. Somebody in Australia should be singing Narekele because you sang it. Somebody all the way in Norway or Denmark should be shouting Yeshua. No, what's this? Our song. Like, you know the songs, right? My point is, at the end of the day, how do we take this music and make it into a movement? You don't necessarily need all the numbers to achieve this. You need vision. See, in our 5 years, every money we've raised, we entered studio. We just into the studio because the call was there. And part of the words we want to steward is that God gave the tribe a creative DNA. So the creativity is not forced. If you look, the creativity is very, very unique. And Tribe Lagos and Tribe Abuja, we are very unique in the way we express the vision. So there are some peculiarities that Tribe Abuja, being in Abuja, they have. There are some peculiarities Tribe Lagos have. And I think it's giving. It's not contrived. So you allow it to express itself. You understand? So with this year, going forward, our role as the teaching pastors and and our role is more around how do we expand this vision beyond the confines of church. But here, church is there to give every support. Tribe exists to power ministries, not limit them. So for Dupe and Taiwo, they want to do marriage ministry. So we gave them the village to run. The village is your ministry. We power it. Please have no limitation. Invite me for the program. I'll be more than happy to attend. My point is, even all the guys here, there's something I love about churches that allow their music people to thrive. How do we put the resources so that the voice God has given to you can be heard at the ends of the earth? People can see your graces thrive. Sometimes freedom comes with responsibility. And that is one part we have to learn to manage, right? Because as we allow for expression, we have to keep character at the core and let the gospel be our motivation, nothing else. If you're not powered by love, you miss the point because you're meant to be powered by love. The mission is to allow that love scale. So, Tribe, in terms of culture, we're going to be big on music. We're going to be big on movies. Thank God to Pastor Toby and Pastor Jesse. They're very movie people. In fact, the last conversation I was having with Eva was telling me, we need to capture the nation of teenagers and children. We're capturing them. So the next season, we're just sitting down here to create content. We're going to be shooting back to back. The next money we're raising is to buy every equipment, convert this place to Studio 101. We shoot. No, my point is, I want to clap. Clap. You understand? See, guys, our little boy, all he needs is Baby Shark. You understand? And soon when I realized that was my password, once he comes and wants my laptop or wants my phone, I'm like, boy, I know what you need. I'll just go to YouTube, set up Baby Shark. And the guy is in Baby Shark. 1 hour later, I still baby. Like, he's never bored of Baby Shark. He's going to be a loyal lover. I just hope he's not an Arsenal fan. Because Baba is not willing to change anytime soon. Right? But that Baby Shark, think about, what about if we have an imprint of the gospel on that he's watching and something is actually being deposited? What about if it's something that would introduce him to himself, his identity, introduce him to the love of God, and he's that hooked on it? because it's the music, right? So we can take those things, look at the nation of teenagers. It's actually neo-colonialism. Okay, let me not go there today. It's actually like you're all, everything that we are raised on is a diet of foreign culture. So there is a sense that we're educated out of authenticity because we now have to compensate by thinking everything foreign is better. But your sound is great. They now know. It's the age of Africa. And if you carry something creative, which we all should carry, it's time to birth it. So in this next season, we're going to push you through. This month, we are staying in the revelation of who God's love is. We're entering into identity next month. Identity is one of the areas the devil has wreaked havoc on people. Identity, low self-esteem, high self-esteem, not good. Imposter syndrome, no syndrome at all. All syndrome type of, like, trust me, there are just a baggage of identity crisis. And the gospel is the answer. Nothing can fix a man, if not the gospel, that tells you don't achieve identity. It's given. And once it frees you from something you can achieve, you're already in the base of it. So cultural renewal is going to be strong. I want to play. Nelson, are we on cue? Nelson, give me a cue. If you're on cue, we can enter there. Okay. Well, we wanted to give you guys a foretaste of what is to come. So we have the unreleased album called One Nation. One Nation is not more than an album. It's actually a prophetic statement. As of last year when we were praying, God told us that use worship to gather a new generation and align them to the vision of God. Like all this tribalism, you're from here. Do you know some days it's so bad? Anambra cannot marry a boy. In fact, Mbise cannot marry Mbano. In some families, it's just so broken like that because everybody's looking at, and then God calls us out of those broken scripts into a place where we can live above the confines. Our parents leave those fears, but God has called us to heal away from them, right? So we want to really speak to the nation with one nation. See the rhyme? You want to add something while we're waiting for Nelson? Nelson, are you good? Today, we cast and bind the technical attack. These things are spiritual. You know. Okay, while we're waiting for them, this is our soon to be released, although we just did an EP on, it's just, we're adding more to it between now and October. This thing has a message because one of the things we picked up when we're praying, God was like, don't give me a new sound. Like, let's craft something that can pull in a new generation. And from Tribe Abuja to Tribe Lagos, the mission of the tribe is to take the sound, to take art, take culture, and let the gospel be the vehicle. That we don't need to make it overly religious. Let it just be beautiful. And the work is being done. So Nelson, we're good? Okay. Just play the first one. Next. So you guys can wait and go and stream it when it's there. Don't come and stream on Sunday morning. Next, we're just giving you a foretaste. This is the suya you take before you pay.
He has never let go of these hands raised in guilty surrender when I falter again and again. Never sought to punish, only to heal me, fix me right from Eden's Genesis. Poured his love into my cracks and crevices, made clay of my inconsistencies and molded me into perfect wholeness. I am all that I am because of I am that I am. To you, he parted the Red Sea. To me, he sliced through the platelets of my captivity, unshackling Egyptian mentalities and drowning pharaohs that won't let me go. And so, when iniquity is made a mystery of his identity, Elohim unveiled himself as mercy for me.
Nest. Una siam. So take it easy on us. Take it easy on us. Next. Well done, well done. How can you be carried alone? Imagine DJ. You are in the place, the party. DJ is still. DJ, the bride is walking in. Okay, the next one. We want to speak in every language. So this is Hausa.
Is compared to you, Kaykareka Isayapo, say a peka, Masoyina, Tonga Isayapo, Kaysayapo.
Nest. No, keep it for a while. Let's help your ministry. Pause, guys. See, guys, church, there are two levels, right? So, no, there's more. Trust me. So, this is a dynamite of talent. And if you've ever doubted yourself, we'll heal you enough to express. You understand? Because some of the limitation why people are not manifesting is that. So, between in Tribe Lagos and Abuja, this next season, we're taking this mission forward. Right, this is important, but the movement is more important because the movement is a movement of sound. The harvest will come, will be unlocked with these things. You know, I get messages from people as far as Australia saying they stumbled on what was that, our first album, Lavish. That album itself, it was all shades of try. Where do they do? They go. My point is that at the end of the day, it's still blessing lives because the message of God's love is the revelation that God wants to push. And God is upgrading the understanding now. So these things are more powerful. As you put them in a sound, the people are getting healed. Healed from trauma, healed from fear, healed from abuse, healed from every assault on the identity. See, God is calling us as dreamers to carry his mission. So he's giving you dreams, and you pick dreams. Even today, one thing I picked up when we were worshiping, God was saying, I want to steward dreams and builders. You will pick the dream to build, the dream to birth. It's God-given. But never talk yourself out of it. Finally, the next thing I want to talk about is two finalists. The first finally is actually, let's talk about societal reformation. Part of what we also sense very early on is that God is calling us to raise a new crop of people that will carry the vision of the nation forward. Part of what Nigeria has suffered is that we have people in government who oftentimes have no personal revelation. So God has called us to pray for those in authority. What about if those in authority are people of prayer? So that they're able to hear even while we pray. The job is almost half done. My point is, we think that we've been educated out of our political, out of the political sphere. We've been miseducated out of our citizenship. This nation is on our shoulders to rise. Nigeria is no more mine than yours. It's ours. And God has given us this nation to steward, just the way we steward our careers, steward our families, we steward the nation with no less intensity. So we must care about who becomes, what becomes of this nation. The children that are on the streets are not getting access. It's oftentimes because some people have not done what they're supposed to do. So societal reformation is that we must all get politically active. And it's not always about running, but getting involved so that you support people with the right idea, because evil only thrives where good men do nothing. Evil and good will always remain a tension. The more energetic will overtake the other. If evil has more energy, and that's where they do it at night, the evil has a power there. You understand? we must actually bring the gospel into that space and let the mission of the gospel is about reaching out, bringing the poor, liberating people from the shackles of poverty. It's also economical. Economic poverty is a design by men who don't understand better that the society is not, because they live in separation, they feel if they succeed, others can fail. That is good. No, we all win. Indeed, we all win. The gospel is about God bringing everyone out of those broken places. The woman selling stuff on the road who has no health insurance is a burden to you and I. High fences will not insulate us from a broken society, because you won't live in your fence. You will get out of the society and you'll face the horror that you fail to fix. So God is challenging us to wake up and do something, whether with NGO, do it. If God is stirring your heart to birth an NGO for something, for women, for children, for anything, birth it. The movement of the gospel is beyond the four walls of the church. We power you so you can do the work there. Until the kingdom of this world becomes the kingdom of our Lord, the glory has not reached its fullness. And the fullness of the glory is through your life, through the ministries. Even our business is a platform for gospel. That you're producing film, you're producing music, that you're doing something, the gospel is seeking to express itself through the world. That is the mission of the tribe. So we are called to raise a crop of professionals that will revolutionize the corporate space. Our corporate space is short on integrity, because people who live on scarcity are pioneering things. When you come from abundance, you create systems that can flourish for the flourishing of humanity. It will mean some will lose and you win. Finally, the final. Personal transformation. We want to get into teaching. So Tribe Institute is relaunching in March. Clap to that. See, it's about a teaching that will bring both a spiritual revival across the landscape and a mental shift even in your mind. The things we teach you in those places are things that will truly set you free. It is as much a place to heal and a place to awaken and a place to rise. So it's a sonship diet. Romans 8:19 says, the earnest expectation of creation is awaiting the manifestation of the sons of God. The creation, all of this world, nature and everything in it, are waiting for your awakening. Waiting for you to wake up and say, I am my Father's son. Right? Because that same spirit in Christ now dwells in you and I. So God is waiting for awakening, that we must rise up and be who we are called to be. This is what sonship is, taking you one step at a time into the fullness of that. So this transition with Pastor Jesse and Pastor Maureen and Pastor Toby, please support it. You understand? I've not been very good at some things anyway. So guys, just support it. You understand? Let's get it going. Because at the end of the day, we all play our strength. Lily has her place. But don't put on her the burden to be who she's not. Don't expect me to give you what I have not. My point is that people play strengths. You know, Pastor Jesse and Toby, they've given budget for the year. No, we have. Okay. All right. So, at the end of the day, they are very structured people. Structure. Yes. I love it. You understand? Because now, review. Like, I'm just enjoying it. My point is that this is a time to get structure, because the harvest that is coming, we cannot capture them without structure. It will collapse. And trust me, I know what it means to carry a movement without structure. You're fixing one don't bust. You're fixing up. Like, you just be going around. Now, let's get it right. So once again, I want to give a big, big shout out to Pastor Jesse and the Tribe Abuja. Guys, let me give you guys a secret. Pastor Jesse likes to think they are cooler, but we know better. Yeah. We know better, Lagos. Apart from traffic, but you know Lagos got it. But you guys can move over. Move over to Abuja. Just move over to Lagos, right? But we're going to be doing a lot more alignment, because our Tribe Abuja is a hub of talent, like super amazing people. Like some days, like, how does God do this? And this year, we have, you know, some of us that are praying that they want to start Tribe Wari or Tribe Saba. You understand? I was like, take it easy. Right? But we will do those things. And the beauty of the tribe is, like, tribe is not a clone. So Pastor Toby is Pastor Toby. Pastor Jesse is Pastor Jesse. Pastor Martins is Pastor Martin. You understand? Everybody brings something beautiful. You understand? This one brings this gospel, this side, because we all see in parts. The danger is when we take the part and make a whole. But when you hold the lens that you have a part, you get enriched. So I like to sit down and they are teaching. I'm like, oh my God, such beauty. Senior pastors don't wait when other people are teaching. They have to be somewhere else. So nobody is speaking to their life in the way that is co-pastoring. You understand? But I am so blessed. Because when Martin teaches you on faith, you're thinking, brother, did you work with Abraham? You understand? It's another level. Pastor Toby brings this ancient wisdom. You understand? the wisdom. You're like, how does... No, the just practical wisdom to do life. Number one, wake up, do it like this. It works. There is no time you listen to Pastor Jesse and you don't feel like, oh, I have to do more with my life. I need to wake up and bet. No, he challenges. Jesse is one person that is so ambitious for the gospel. He was like, this gospel has to take this city. If let's all pray, gather them. You understand? Gather them, because when you come to Lagos, Jesse, do you want some coffee? No, we must pray tonight. You know, we could coffee and pray, you know. But the beauty is, when we appreciate each other's perspective, we're better for it. You know, when you get to hear, so that, you know, sometimes when I'm discussing a sermon with Lily, Lily just has a way of expanding it, just bringing perspective. Babe, I'm not going to read with this, which part? You know, no, but that gift of a teacher is there, right? But free them all in their responsibility, let them try. Pastor Eva is such an amazing person too. When you listen to her teach, you know, just, we have, Maureen is also another person that I see emerging, you know. Although more in your platform, it's something else, because there is that intersection of what God is calling you to try and do, even beyond, right? But we all carry things. We carry graces. Don't sit on them and become an usher. But usher and then do that one. You understand? The point is that usher it, do usher. But after ushering, do more. Like, Jeffrey is a UX UI designer. He's been potting too much lately, but we'll talk about that, right? My point is that at the end of the day, he's still holding friends. And then this place is better for it, because, you know, for one whole year, we were using his internet to stream. You know, so, Jeffrey, where are you? You're running late. We forgot we borrowed it. But Jeffrey, well, we have our own now, so we can do you, right? But guys, this is the beauty of the tribe. It's different. But I want you to hold space that God is unfolding something so beautiful. We've done this way for 5 years. God is expanding it even more. We can't take it on the same structure. God is birthing things. We're entering movements. But Abuja has its peculiarities. God is calling us to restore beauty in that place and to use Tribe Abuja as the trigger to unleash people into a place of power, right? Not in a way that can free them to really know God. Because when people don't know God, they know an idea of God. So that idea is not sufficient to transform you, because the concept can be displaced with bribe. The one you know cannot be bought. You understand? When you know him, no amount of money, you will not have a price. Yeah, the price, you've been bought with a price. So you cannot have a price. But without that revelation, guys, please tell them, this is our t-shirt people, they should give me credit for this copy. Because I see my copy on their t-shirt and nobody's giving me credit. But it's amazing. Lily, thoughts?
As we said, I'm even, you know, just enjoying your flow.
You always do. I mean, that's why you said yes after all.
Guys, I know we're really yes going again. To miss Pastor Freddie, right? Can we just give him a hand, like a round of applause? Because I remember when we're recording the video and he was, you know, just, I'm sure you see many edits, and it took us like 3 hours, I think, to even get, you know, just that clip. But then, because we're really
guess
tired.
Guess who was saved the most?
But, you know, at some point I was like, ah, Freddie, but, you know, maybe you should give yourself more credit. Maybe you should give yourself more credit.
I actually need no help with that one, if you know me.
Because I know you, the things you do well, you naturally do well. You don't need any convincing. You don't need anybody to tell you do it well. You know, like you said, you know. But there's some things that, and I think God delights in those things where it might not be your natural, you know, place of strength, and He calls you to do those things, and they might not be easy on you. You may struggle to do them, but God delights in your obedience. God delights in your trusting Him even when you can't see the next step of the way. God delights in you finishing when He's the one, you know, you're just going by every word He's given. And Freddie has done that for 5 years. So again, it's truly amazing what you've done, what you've built, what you've let so many other build alongside you here and in Abuja. So yeah, you should give yourself more credit, basically. So I know we're definitely going to miss, you know, this, all the shade that Freddie brings every Sunday morning.
Sometimes truth comes like shades, but I speak truth, not shades.
You know, at all. But then I remember 3 years ago, we got a word of prophecy. And it wasn't here. It was private, though.
I don't know if you remember, Apostle Tomi. And then he said that if we could keep our foot on the gas a little longer, that in 3 years, things would pick up on such spiritual, I think, I can't remember the word he used, but then on such spiritual activity that others, the people, would come and build this. Mm. And so when I was telling you, Pastor Toby, that, Pastor John, sorry, that, you know, this was prophesied, because the last 3 years, it wasn't because we were doing things wrong. I mean, there's no perfect system. We just continue to work every day and improve, you know, but then it's been a lot. It's taken a whole lot, you know. But then suddenly we're at this place where we feel a lot of ease doing it. And not just that, but then people who are willing, able, and anointed to do it are here now. So I'm not paying lip service if I say that there are leaders in the house in Tribe Abuja and Tribe Lagos who are anointed for this transition and for this move of God. This is a move of God. It's not because we're tired. If we were tired, we'd have left 3 years ago. You know, so this is a move of God. So again, I encourage you all to give all the encouragement, all the honor, all the support you can to Pastor Jesse and Eva, and to Pastor John and Pastor Maureen, Pastor Martins, every single person who's a leader, who's moving, you know, and taking on a new position. They need it. They need it. So don't wait by, just, you know, walk up and ask, how can I support you now? How can I support you here? If you see there are new gaps in any ministries, if you're able, step in and fill it. You're part of God's move too, and this is our year of movement. And while we are called, you know, to the cultural reformation and societal renewal, you know, even in here, it's happening too. It's happening too. Our culture in here too is evolving. Things are changing. Structure is reshaping to fit the vision for the year. We have so much to do with music, with theater, with media. You know, we're taking the airwaves. But then inside, we have to do the consolidation too, so that the structure is strong enough to bear what's to come. Okay? So step up as well. Everybody's a leader. Everybody's a son. We know this. We didn't spend 5 years doing this only for you to now, you know, fall a hand here at this point. So you guys, give every support, every encouragement, every chair that you can to them. Give to the work. Give your time. Give your resources. Give your money. You know, it's our house. It's our house. You won't say, because we are many in this house, I'm not going to contribute for fuel when, you know, there's no lights. I'm not going to pay NEPA bill because the children safe. Their own is just to be eating and sleeping. Let them walk small and pay. You know, this is our house. It's our collective responsibility, our collective call. And as things, you know, transition, I want you to also be not just Lagos-minded, but then also think beyond Lagos. Think about the Tribe Abuja. What can you do? How can you contribute in your own little way to ensure that the vision is expressed there? Like Pastor Freddie said, the contexts are different, and that's good. If we were trying to take the mold of Lagos and put in Abuja, it would fail, because the Abuja cultural context is totally different, and we are targeting culture. So it has to be different. Some strands have to be different. But then in your own way, ask, how can I, you know, contribute? How can I make things better? If you're in Abuja, ask the same about Lagos here. You know, pity for us, Steph. I don't know if anybody saw that post about if Paul that he would write to the church in Lagos. Like, oh, you guys pray for us in Lagos, so. Pray for us in Lagos. You know, write us letters. Encourage us. All right, so please, all I'm asking is give as much support, give as much encouragement, spread the love, ginger your fellow laborers in this thing. Yeah? It's not easy, but it's possible. We have the grace of God. We are anointed for this, okay?
Finally, there was somebody I met about 2 Sundays ago, and after service. She had joined the tribe for about a month, and nobody called to follow her up, and she got upset about it, and she now ventured and said, you know what, I want to join the department that calls to follow up. Yeah. I think that person really gets it. The truth is that we cannot easily judge our leaders by their flaws or by their worst days. But a leader is more than their worst days. And in as much as we haven't been deliberate about it, I really, really want us to develop this culture of honoring the pastors. Really do. It's something that our people, were, as a generation, we've come away from because it was exploited. And out of honor, it became worship. But when we're asking you to hold that space, that even while we don't do men worship, we honor the graces that they carry. On their birthdays, celebrate them. every once in a while, say a word of prayer for them. Because leading doesn't make it any less easier. Leading doesn't make you less human. You are human in every sense of the word, yeah. Right? In the Christmas period, celebrate them. Every chance you get to celebrate and to sow and to give to their lives, do that. Right? It's just the principle. As you honor those who serve, you're honored. It's a principle. Yes, grace has not called us to earn honor by serving people, but that has not freed us from the responsibility to honor those who lead. Right? And those things are very important. So Pastor Jesse and Pastor Eva, Abuja, let's honor them. Take out time to send them in nice words. Every once in a while, when you see a gift that is nice for them, give them. Let's not be the generation that is not word that misses it. Give. Be generous to people and to the mission. Right? And even here, Pastor John and Pastor Maureen, because the truth is that it's not a paid job, really. So you have to understand that the sacrifice
it's
to be here
paid,
every Sunday.
But it's full-time.
It's full-time.
Beyond Sundays, constantly on the phone with people, Jesus putting strategy. Christ. Yesterday, I think our phones died at one point. We're still, you know, discussing strategy. There are no days off. There's no time off. You can't say, I'm sorry, I'll call you later when someone is having a life crisis. Mm-hmm. So it's a full-time job. And then they have to grapple with other aspects of living and ministry, marriage, business, work, you know, their finances and whatnot. So please, in every way you can. It's like they've taken on, I know Nigeria, like you said, we've, you know, sort of bastardized the idea of leadership and turned it to worship. But then what it is really is people saying, I'm laying these parts of my life, I'm laying my time down, I'm putting my resources down for you. Mm. For you. All we can do is do the same. No greater love has a man than to. So in every way that you can also live sacrificially for everybody in your community and your leaders, do it. Do it.
Thank you. So Pastor Martin, I also want to recognize you as well. I mean, there are many days you just say, because the truth is that once we started pastoring, I realized human lives are incredibly complicated. Very complicated. So there are days Pastor Martin, it's huge matter. He will drive all the way. Sometimes you do that for several weeks. Sometimes you have to stay with a couple or stay with them in the hospital while they wait for healing. Sometimes you have to be on the phone night over night. And some people might not see this back end, but they'll tell you some other parts of you that they might not necessarily align. Tribe is very freeing. If I ever fought anybody at the tribe, it's because I felt they were keeping people out. I am very anti. If you're exclusionist, I will have a problem with you. Because the gospel is about inclusion. People don't qualify to belong. They belong. And that's where we must begin. We must never squeeze the gospel to become a narrow space where we just do for people who are like us. We must constantly let the gospel expand like it does with Jesus. Do you realize Jesus never killed anybody in his name? But Paul killed in the name of God before he became Paul, Saul. He was on a mission because grace expands to reach. Even grace was gracious to the legalists. Kept calling them out of that. So we must hold this language of love and let it be the way we do life and expand. So honor one another. Let's honor ourselves. Someone, even someone that is in your department, they are no less anointed because they are not the leader. Because they're not holding the mic. The mic is not an identity symbol. It offers no validation. This is a construct, right? This is a construct. It's not the validation source. You're already validated by your father's belovedness. That you're beloved by your father is the only validation you need. So let's live wholesome. Let's have that relational quality where we can truly see ourselves. Tribe has given me some of the realest people in my life. The gift of my life is that I have people today that have no intention of putting up a face. And I'm so happy. Even while they're not in Nigeria, sometimes when they call from wherever they are, like, man, I'm like, yeah, I have a friend here. Because they've learned not to put unhealthy expectations and they learn not to live a lie. They are being visible and real. And the gift of realness is not a license to remain broken. The gift of realness is to allow vulnerability through which grace can bring wholeness, right? And you truly will heal. Pastor John, is there anything else? Once again, Tribe Abuja, big shout out to you guys. We love you.
Wow. Please, let's put our hands together for our founding pastors. Pastor Freddy and Pastor Lily. Everybody, let's say we love you.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
It's true. It's true. It's true. All right. Once again, please let's appreciate them. It's been 5 years.
Can we just stand and honor them just for 1 minute? Let's just honor Pastors Lily and Pastors Freddie. Can we just clap for them? Thank you very much, Pastor Freddie, Pastor Lily. We honor you so much for what you've done. Then let's see if we can do this very quickly. We're going to say happy birthday, Tribe Lagos. Okay? No, fine. Okay. That's your business. Okay. Happy birthday, Tribe Lagos. 1, 2, 3, go. Happy birthday, Tribe Lagos. Happy birthday, Pastor Freddy and Pastor Lily. God bless you. All right, let's have your seats. Then we're going to just round up and then we'll close. How many of us were blessed by that, you know? And if you've been joining prayers, fast forward, you can tell that same heart, same language, same, right? Yeah, so in fact, I have so much joy when I see people birth what God has given them. Yesterday we gathered and we celebrated blessing and Allen launching her book. Did you bring? Okay, so she brought her books later. We'll talk about that later. But I have so much joy just seeing people walk in their calling, in the fullness of their calling. So this year we are killing, Philip prayed against shyness. We're killing shame, we're killing shyness, we're killing guilt. I don't care what you've done in your past life. The blood of Jesus has set you free. Amen. We move. Hallelujah. I don't care. Let your past friends laugh at you, whatever. No. Jesus sees you as new. We are going for what he has called us to do and become. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the last thing that the Lord has told us to do here, this is also the year of awe and wonder. Amen. Everyone say it with me. Awe and wonder. So this is the year of awe and wonder. And this is from Acts 2, verse 43. He says, and awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. Hallelujah. I said that I believe that the gift of apostleship has entered the house. And what I mean by that is God has given us a gift to break ground, to pioneer, go into the wild, go into spaces where the gospel has not necessarily been heard yet. Amen. For the past, today is what? 6, right? So for the past 37 days, for those of you on the WhatsApp group who have been seeing testimonies, you know that God is clearly moving in this house. For the past, since January 1st, testimonies that have been coming, the sum of the testimonies that have come in the past 40 days or so, and in the past 3.5 years, Eva and I have pastored, is not up to what has happened in 40, I'm not even joking, in the past 40 days. And I've been telling us during prayers that those are but crumbs. Amen. We are not chasing testimonies. We are not chasing signs and wonders, but it will follow us as we say yes to God. Amen, tribe. Hallelujah. So we're going to kill all boldness. Acts 4, the Bible tells us that the apostles, they had been harassed by the religious leaders. And when they went back to the Christians, they said they were excited. And they now started praying and said, Lord, look upon your threats and grant us boldness that we will preach the gospel. Give us boldness so that when we preach the gospel, we'll be bold about it. And he said, Lord, let your hand cause signs and wonders to follow us. But in chapter 5, the Bible tells us that many signs and wonders were done regularly through the hands of the apostles. Hallelujah. They prayed for the move of God. Chapter 5, they were the move of God. Glory to God. So there's no superstar here. We are all superstars. Are you with me? I am performing a role here. And I'm not doing it of my own volition and will. I'm just saying yes. Don't be attracted to this. It's work. Do you understand? It's work. Be drawn to God's call upon your life. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you were blessed by the message. To listen to more, consider subscribing, sharing, and rating the podcast. We love you.